The Army Recruiting Center on Milwaukee's east side is frequently the target of peaceful protests, but an apparently hastily organized anti-war gathering of teens and 20-somethings from Milwaukee, West Bend, and other communities took a different turn Monday night. After the group marched for a while, police say some demonstrators broke windows at the Recruiting Center office and lit smoke bombs. 21-year-old Jillian Duckwitz of Milwaukee was one of those arrested, even though she says she was not part of the vandalism. Duckwitz says she wishes the windows weren't broken.
Yeah, like the right idea gone wrong. I wasn't aware that it was going to be like that. If that was the full intention of that, then I wouldn't have gone. But it was a last-minute decision, and I thought it was for a good thing.
Duckwitz says many of the protesters were arrested at a nearby grocery store where some had gathered after leaving the recruiting center. She says the Milwaukee police went overboard.
And they were very rude. They wouldn't answer any of our questions. I didn't feel very comfortable. I don't think the way they acted was very right.
Duckwitz says she isn't sure if she'll contest her $175 ticket for disorderly conduct. A deputy Milwaukee police chief declined to be interviewed. The Army Recruiting Office says it's dismayed the protest wasn't peaceful. The number of arrests in Wisconsin in connection with protesting the war in Iraq keeps rising, but more established peace groups say they take a nonviolent approach. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.